Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today about prediabetes prevalence and risk factors in Alabama. Prediabetes is an elevation of the blood sugar or glucose above normal levels, but not high enough that would be considered diagnostic of diabetes. There's an estimated 86 million U.S. adults who have prediabetes. That's over a third of the U.S. adult population. However, only 11%, or approximately 1 out of 10, of those persons are aware of having prediabetes. Prediabetes increases risk for future diabetes, with as much as 30% of people going on to develop diabetes within 5 years. Prediabetes also increases your risk for heart disease and stroke, and if you end up having diabetes, you of course have the additional risks of blindness, kidney failure, or lower limb amputations. Early detection and treatment of prediabetes can lower your risk for diabetes. Intensive lifestyle interventions have been shown to prevent or delay progressions to diabetes. Overall, there's a 58% reduction in diabetes over the 3 years after participating in intensive lifestyle intervention, and that's a 71% reduction among people aged 60 years and over. Also, early detection and treatment of prediabetes reduces health complications. So we wanted to know what the prevalence of prediabetes was in Alabama and characteristics related to having prediabetes. For this, we turned to the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey, which you're all familiar with, as a nationwide annual telephone survey of non-institutionalized U.S. adults. It collects self-reported health and health risk data. In 2013, there were over 6,500 participants in Alabama providing state-level estimates. Respondents were asked if they had ever been told by a health professional if they had diabetes. If no, they were asked if they've ever been told they had prediabetes or borderline diabetes. If yes, to rule out gestational diabetes, they were asked if this was only when they were pregnant. If not when pregnant, then they were considered to have diabetes, prediabetes. So for the analysis, we used SAS and did a weighted analysis to account for the complex sampling design, and we calculated prevalence ratios for the respondent characteristics. For significant characteristics, we performed a multivariable logistic regression. Our results indicated there's an estimated 8.5% of Alabama adults who report having been diagnosed with prediabetes. That's approximately 316,000 Alabama adults. But as we mentioned, most people with prediabetes are not aware of having prediabetes and so would not have reported it in the survey. Thus, we have an estimate of 1.3 to 2.9 million Alabama adults who actually have prediabetes. This table shows the prevalence ratio of prediabetes by various risk factors. Prediabetes increases with increasing age group, increasing body mass index, among those who do not meet physical activity guidelines, and those with lower income. Those factors were entered in a multivariable logistic regression model, and once adjusted for the other risk factors, income was no longer independently significant and did not affect the estimate, and so was dropped from the model. Adjusted odds of prediabetes is 3 times higher among those who are 55 years or older, and prediabetes odds are doubled for those with a body mass index in the overweight or obese category and those not meeting physical activity guidelines. So although you cannot control your age, you can potentially reduce your weight and improve your exercise habits, thus cutting your risk for future diabetes in half. Even modest reductions in weight, such as a 5 to 7% weight loss, can reduce your diabetes risk. And the recommended physical activity is 150 minutes per week of at least moderate aerobic activity, as well as twice weekly muscle strengthening exercises. Both the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and the Community Guide have performed systematic reviews and recommend lifestyle modification courses. These are often multi-component courses that provide the services of a dietitian or nutritionist, exercise trainer, behavioral counselor, health educator, and perhaps even trained laypersons. The National Diabetes Prevention Program is a collaborative effort that is hosted at CDC. It provides a standard curriculum based on behavior change principles and has been shown to be a cost-effective intervention that is covered by some healthcare insurers or employers. Lifestyle coach training is available, as well as a recognition program for those who want to be certified nationally as an organization to provide diabetes prevention programs. So in summary, many Alabama adults are not aware of their pre-diabetes status, and we identified risk factors for pre-diabetes as being overweight and lack of physical activity. Progression to diabetes can be reduced with lifestyle changes, including modest weight loss and physical activity. And lifestyle change programs, such as those recommended by the National Diabetes Prevention Program, have been proven effective and should be encouraged for persons with pre-diabetes. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this particular abstract.